May 8th, 2009, in Auckland, the appearance day of Lord Nrsingadev. This is with a PowerPoint presentation.
Is everybody ready? We're going to journey back millions of years to when the Lord appeared as Nrsingadev. Now, this slideshow was originally made by an 8-year-old child who also appears in this show periodically as Sri Prahlad. I did a little tweaking to it. So the story really starts with another incarnation of the Lord, Lord Varaha, who came to kill the demon Hiranyaksha, who had been terrorizing the universe, and Hiranyaksha had engaged his demon soldiers in drilling for oil, which upset the balance of the earth and tumbled her into the Garbhadak ocean. Hiranyaksha's brother, Hiranyakashipu, was not very happy that Lord Vishnu had killed his brother. In fact, he was very angry and vowed revenge. This is the mentality of the demons. They always want revenge. However, although he was a demon, he had some transcendental knowledge. He pacified his brother's wife, his mother, his nephews, and told them, really, we are not this body. The soul is eternal. Don't lament. But although he gave such knowledge, he also ordered his demon friends to create havoc everywhere in the universe in order to harm Lord Vishnu and Vishnu's devotees. He told them, cut down all of the trees, set fire to all the villages, pollute all the sacrifices of the Brahmins, destroy everything. So we find that even though demons may profess sometimes some so-called spiritual philosophy, still their mentality is simply cruel and envious. Now, Hiranyakashipu was not satisfied just in causing disruption for everyone else. He was worried that Lord Vishnu would kill him. So he decided that he was going to perform austerities to become immortal. And that way he could secure his position to harass everyone. Therefore, he stood on the tips of his toes for 125 years of the devas. Now, the devas, 6 months of our time, is equal to 12 hours of the devas. So you can do the mathematics and figure out how many years in earth time Hiranyakashipu was standing on his toes. And as he was standing on his toes, a fire came out of his head that disturbed the entire universe. Gradually, his body became covered by an anthill, and his body was reduced simply to the bones. But still, he kept his life air, his soul, circulating among the bones. His austerities disturbed all of the predominating deities, who asked Lord Brahma to grant him a benediction and stop his austerities. Lord Brahma came, sprinkled some water from his kamandalu on the body of Hiranyakashipu, and restored him to a beautiful, youthful form, which could withstand the striking of a lightning bolt. And then he said, you who have to die can ask for a benediction. Because he knew that Hiranyakashipu wanted never to die. Somehow Hiranyakashipu didn't get the hint. And he said, I want powers, I want all of the 8 mystic cities. I want to have no rivals. I want to be unobstructed in my enjoyment. And if we think about this, my dear friends, we may admit that perhaps this might be our mentality as well. I think I want to enjoy the world without obstruction. I want no enemies. I want no rivals. I want all power. This is the basic mentality of a conditioned soul. And then, well, he had sort of heard what Lord Brahma had said about you have to die. So he thought, I'll trick Lord Brahma. And he said, I don't want to die from anything that's living. I don't want to die from anything that's not living. I don't want to die on the inside. I don't want to die on the outside. I don't want to die in the day or the night from a man, from an animal. And he thought, okay, I have it all covered. Being very proud now of these benedictions from his austerity, he conquered the entire universe up to the planets of the demigods. Lord Brahma told him, not only is this a difficult benediction to get, it's a difficult benediction to keep, but Hiranyakashipu was able on his own to control everything in the universe. He was in charge of the movements of the planets, of fire, of water, of everything, all on his own. And he forced all of the trees and the vegetables to bear fruits, flowers, vegetables in all seasons of the year. Does this remind us of what the modern agriculturists are also doing? Interesting. Now, he forced all the demigods to worship him, and it explains in the Bhagavatam that he was always yelling at them for no reason. And he was also always intoxicated. What does this tell us about him? He wasn't very, what? Happy. If I'm always yelling at people for no reason and I'm always having to be intoxicated, I'm pretty miserable. So here he's become the chief of the universe, except for Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu. He's got all the powers of the devas. He's got all the mystic powers. He can get whatever he wants. He has no rivals. But he's miserable. He's always yelling at everybody. Meanwhile, when Hiranyakashipu was doing his austerities, the demigods had taken over his kingdom and they captured his pregnant wife, Kayadu. Hiranyakashipu at that time already had 3 other sons, but she was pregnant at that time with Prahlad. And the demigods were about to kidnap her and hold her until the baby was born, at which time they would kill him. Narada Muni came on the scene and said, you know, you really can't kill him. In fact, nobody could kill him. He's a great Vaishnava. The demigods listened to Narada, circumambulated Kayadu, and Kayadu was then under the care of Narada, who instructed her in the transcendental science of bhakti yoga. Prahlad in the womb also heard that science. Now, what was interesting is that Prahlad's mother, all the time she was listening to Narada, she wasn't really listening. She was thinking, I wonder when my husband's going to be back. I wonder when my husband's going to be back. I wonder when my husband's going to be back. Am I going to be able to wait to give birth until he gets back? Is my child going to be okay? And she didn't remember any of his instructions. So, you know, becoming spiritually enlightened does not just simply mean that you take your body, bring it to the temple of Radhagiri Hari, and sit here. If all you're thinking about is what's going to happen to my money in the bank, what's going to happen with my husband, what's going to happen with my wife, what's going to happen with my kid, what's going to happen with my exams, oh, I got work the next day, what's going to happen? Then you're not going to make much spiritual advancement like Kayadu. Whereas Prahlad, even though he was a little baby in the womb, he imbibed all these instructions. Well, then he was born, and after his birth, Prahlad was immediately exhibiting all of the symptoms of a Mahabhagavat. He would see Krishna come before him and start to laugh. He'd see Krishna go away and start to cry. He had no interest in ordinary playthings. But although he already was full of transcendental knowledge, like all good parents, Hiranyakashipu sent Prahlad to school. And then, like all good parents, Hiranyakashipu wanted to know what Prahlad learned at school. So he sat his child in his lap, and this Prahlad is the one who made this slideshow for us here. And he said, my dear son, please tell me, is there something nice you've learned you'd like to share? He said, oh yes, my dear father, why don't you give up this nasty dark well of materialistic life, go to the forest and worship Lord Hari. Oh. His father wasn't exactly pleased because his whole life was dedicated to trying to kill Lord Hari. In fact, he said, I'm going to cut off the head of Lord Vishnu and drink his blood. So he didn't exactly want to worship Lord Hari. And his idea was those Vaishnavas must have come in disguise and influenced my son. So he told his teachers, don't let those Vaishnavas come back. They said, okay, took him back to school. But there in the school, they were always giving instructions about politics. Well, that was their job. They were trying to train him up to be the next king. Naturally, they have to tell him about politics. And teaching about politics means this person's my friend, this person's my enemy. So they said to Prahlad, my dear Prahlad, who taught you all this transcendental subject matter about worshiping Lord Hari? And he said, you know, my guru told me that people would be interested in friends and enemies, but I didn't really believe it would be true, and now I'm seeing it's actually true. Instead of Vidyavanaya Sampane, Brahmana Yavihasane, Suni Chayavasupakecha, Pandita Samadarshina, you're supposed to be pandits. Ah, but you're seeing in terms of friends and enemies. Well, Prahlad's teachers tried to instruct him for a long time about politics and friends and enemies. They tried, and they tried, and they tried, and they failed. And finally, they brought him back to his father, and they thought, maybe he'll behave. Kayadu washed him and bathed him and dressed him up, and again he sat on his father's lap. And his father said, please tell me what you've learned in school. And he said, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vandanam. Please hear about Vishnu, chant about Vishnu, remember Vishnu, serve his lotus feet, worship him, offer obeisances to him, become his servant, become his friend, and surrender everything unto him. Oh my, well, just see how fearless this boy is. Saying this to his father, and he doesn't say, my dear father. He says, oh, best of the demons. Well, Hiranyakashipu doesn't like this very much, and he says, kill this boy. You know, sometimes we hear about child abusers, so this is one of the original child abusers. And all the child said is, worship Lord Vishnu, kill him. He said, just like a diseased limb has to be amputated. And then he said, you know, if this boy won't serve his father, I don't think he's going to serve Lord Vishnu very nicely either. Anyway, let's get rid of him. Well, didn't work very well, though. First, he had the demons try to pierce the tender parts of Prahlad's body. But Prahlad was engaged in smaranam of the Lord. They were not able to hurt him. He had Prahlad thrown off a cliff. Prahlad was meditating on Lord Vishnu, and the Lord caught him. Hiranyakashipu got a great maddened elephant to step on Prahlad, brought poisonous snakes, tried to roll a boulder over him, poisoned him, put him in severe cold, in the fire, in a hurricane. But Prahlad didn't die. Now, this was very upsetting to Hiranyakashipu, because you remember Hiranyakashipu wanted to be immortal, and he had done those austerities for how many years? 125 demigod years. And here's this little boy who hasn't done any austerities, and he appears to be immortal. Well, Hiranyakashipu became very scared. What do I do now? And the teacher said, don't worry. It's not a problem that you couldn't kill him by trying to roll boulders over him and poisoning him and putting it in hurricanes. Not a big deal. Don't worry about it at all. After all, he's just a little boy. He'll probably outgrow this Vishnu thing. You know, just forget about it. Wait till he grows up. Just send him back to school. Oh, well, Prahlad caused even more trouble at school. Now it wasn't just a matter of him not listening to the teachers and having his own philosophy, but now he started to tell all the other children about Lord Vishnu. I mean, you could see that after his father trying to kill him and him not dying by all these means, he became extremely fearless. And he started telling the children whenever the teachers would go out, whenever they take a lunch break, and go to their own homes, as Prabhupada would say, in the tiffin hour. Then Prahlad, the other boys would come and say, let's play, and Prahlad would say, why don't we talk about Krishna? And he'd say, you know, you're wasting your life. You're going to spend so much of your life sleeping, then playing, then making money, and having a family, then you're going to be old. It's all going to be gone. And really, your whole life without spirituality is useless. What is the point? It's just like a dream. They said, Prahlad, where'd you learn this from? He said, I learned it from Narada. They said, how'd you learn it from Narada? And he told the story of how when his mother was at Narada's ashram, he learned from the womb. Well, the teachers came back, and they saw that not only was Prahlad not interested in friends and enemies, not only was Prahlad doing Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, but all the other children were too. Well, this was beyond the capability of the teachers to handle. You know, sometimes if teachers get a really difficult child, they just go to the parents and say, you know, I'm sorry, I can't deal with this kid. Take him back. They took him back to his father. At this point, Hiranyakashipu was not only very angry, but he could understand that his son had more power than he had. And he thought, instead of trying to kill his son, which he wasn't able to do, that he was going to try to destroy the source of his son's power. So he said, where do you get your power from? And Prahlad said, really, everybody gets their power from the same place. From the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Really? Where is he? And Prahlad looks at a pillar in the hall, and Hiranyakashipu notes that, and he said, where is he? He's everywhere, Father. Everywhere, really, everywhere. But what about this pillar in the hall? Is he in the pillar? Yes, Father. He's there. At which point, Hiranyakashipu struck the pillar with his fist, and there came a sound that vibrated throughout the universe. Everyone was looking around. What is that sound? And then a form that has never been seen before, half man, half lion, burst out of the pillar. Hiranyakashipu was wondering, who is this half man, half lion? Is this Vishnu? Has Vishnu made some plan to kill me? Ha! What will be the use of such an attempt? No one can kill me. And he picked up his sword to fight. The Singhadev started roaring and attacked Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was flying, sometimes in the sky, sometimes on the ground. And the Singhadev was roaring and laughing. Hiranyakashipu could barely tolerate the laughter of the Lord. The Lord manifested such an effulgence. This is an actual photograph of Lord Nrisimhadev in Mayapur, by the way, untouched. He manifested such an effulgence that Hiranyakashipu disappeared in the effulgence of the Lord. But at one point, Lord Nrisimhadev let go of Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyakashipu thought, oh, now I'm victorious. Then Lord Nrisimhadev picked up Hiranyakashipu, brought him to the doorway, which is neither inside or outside, put him on his lap, which is neither the sky or the earth, and using his fingernails, which were not living or non-living, ripped apart the demon. Heart and thrown it far away. He then, exhibiting many, many arms, killed all of the soldiers of Hiranyakashipu. But still, he was very, very angry. He sat down on the throne of Hiranyakashipu, and all the demigods went to try to pacify him. Lord Brahma, Lord Indra. It's interesting to look at their prayers. Their prayers were mostly talking about themselves. And now they were happy that Lord Nrisimhadev had come now to relieve them of the difficulty of the great demon. However, Nrisimhadev was still very, very angry. Even Lakshmi Devi wouldn't approach him. Therefore, Lord Brahma asked Prahlad to go to the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj said, "My dear Lord, if all the prayers of the devas wouldn't pacify you, who am I? I am simply a demon." Prabhupada says, virtually demoniac blood flowed in his veins. But he said, "My Lord, I'm not afraid of your ferocious mouth and tongue, your eyes bright like the sun, or your frowning eyebrows. I do not fear your sharp, pinching teeth, your garland of intestines, your mane soaked with blood, or your high, wedge-like ears. Nor do I fear your tumultuous roaring, or your nails, which are meant to kill your enemies. My dear Lord, there are many saintly persons who go to the Himalayas looking for their own liberation, but I am considerate and thinking of all of the conditioned souls who are rotting in this material world. Please allow me to bring them to the shelter of your lotus feet." Lord Nrisingadev put his lotus hand upon the head of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj said, "My dear Lord, you don't even give this benediction to the goddess of fortune. How is it that you put your hand upon my head?" And the Lord said, I want to give you some benediction. That's my pastime. It's my desire to give you something." Prahlad Maharaj said, No, I'm not a vanik. I'm not a merchant. I'm not worshiping you to get something in return. But all right. If you really want to give me something, please make sure in the core of my heart there's no material desires. And my father was so envious of you. He tried to kill me in so many ways. He's such an offender. You please forgive him and give him liberation." Lord Nrisingadev said, "Although you don't want any material opulences, still I order you to accept them. You become the king of all the demons. You rule for a duration of time occupied by Manu." At which point the Lord disappeared, and Prahlad Maharaj was crowned as the king of the demons. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Time for prasadam.